Kielco now. Here's a Hunter. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! Albert Elise! La Pantanita! It's a Honduran connection.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. From the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, we are off and running here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 tonight, and there is a ton of things to talk about. The Houston Dynamo just finishing up a preseason match against Sporting Kansas City, and they looked in preseason form. They get beat 4-1. We'll talk about that tonight. We're expected to go live with DeMarcus Beasley, the left back of the Houston Dynamo, as the Dynamo preparing for the CONCACAF Champions League. So you get over to HoustonDynamo.com. Hey, here's the lineup on the show tonight. We got a great show in store for you tonight. Walker Zimmerman of the U.S. national team. Now, the U.S. national team will be here in Houston on March 26th at BBVA Compass Stadium. We've all talked about the importance of this in the context of 2026 World Cup and becoming a host city. Zimmerman will be on the show tonight. He also plays for LAFC. Scored a goal in the 3-0 win over Panama recently. He's been pairing with Aaron Long at the center back position. So he'll be on the show here tonight. Going to talk to him about a number of things about this new young national team, which I think should get people excited. I don't get why people aren't excited about the national team. It's the changing of the guard. It's a new manager. It's a new opportunity. I do get that not making a World Cup and then taking so long, a year, to name your manager. I could see how this could obviously take you out of sight, out of mind. And I think the attendances in the last two games for the United States national team has shown that. Tickets are available, and you're going to want to go to this one. You go to ussoccer.com. Or you go to BBVA Compass, the box office. You can call 713-547-3000. That's how you get your tickets to U.S. Chile. I would assume, don't know for sure, that Christian Pulisic will be here in Houston. Actually played well today, despite the fact that Dortmund, 0-0 at halftime against Spurs, end up getting shellacked in the second half, 3-0. And Dortmund going down in a big way. And the legend of Mauricio Pochettino continuing to rise. Any of you Spurs fans out there, you want to revel in the glory today? 713-780-3776 is a number to call in. So Walker Zimmerman, U.S. national team. Rennie Meulensteen, the assistant of Manchester United. Now, we played part one last week. He talked about Cristiano Ronaldo. He talked about Wayne Rooney. He took us behind the scenes at Manchester United and what it was like to be working with Sir Alex Ferguson. Talk to us about Ferguson's greatest attributes. Part two of that interview is tonight. Rennie is currently an assistant coach with Australia. And then Alex Benegas will join me in studio. He's the host of Acción Central America. Knows a lot about the Central American game. That's a part of the Univision Deportes Network. He will be joining me live in studio here tonight. So a lot to talk about. 713-780-3776. I would love some testimony about Fernando Clavijo. Really heavy heart tonight. We dedicate this show tonight to Fernando Clavijo, the former U.S. international. Got to know Fernando very well over my career, more in broadcasting. Fernando was one of these players that certainly bridged the indoor and outdoor game, was an unbelievable indoor player, and likewise, incredible outdoor player. But this was a guy that not only played in the World Cup and played on some of the greatest indoor teams ever in the United States, but then he went on to be successful as a coach, a technical director. So in so many ways, influenced the game, influenced others, had his own coaching tree as well, but was just a down-to-earth great guy. Had some text exchange today with the former U.S. international Marcelo Balboa. Marcelo and Fernando were just really great friends. I was at some barbecues at Marcelo's house back in the day when we were doing HDNet, and Fernando and his wife Martha were there. Absolutely lovely lady. Heartbreaking, quite frankly. the loss of Fernando Clavijo. Remarkable soccer player, even more remarkable person, affected the game in the United States as a player, coach, technical director, and more. Always had time for everyone. Our hearts go out to Martha Clavijo and her family, and Fernando's family. Started off, I think, playing in the ASL here, then transitioned into the indoor game, transitioned to the U.S. national team and a part of a World Cup. So remarkable the things he did, but he leaves way, way too soon. And it again reminds you there are bigger things that go on a daily basis. And yesterday when we were down visiting Texas Children's Hospital and meeting with a number of young patients down there, my mind could not go away from Fernando Clavijo. So tough one tonight. Also, the soccer world lost the legendary goalkeeper Gordon Banks, former Leicester City, Stoke. In fact, Gordon Banks had a bit of a tie here to Houston because one year here, the Houston Dynamos in the 80s, the coach was Keith Weller. And of course, he was my coach and coach of that team, and we had tremendous respect for Keith Weller, but Keith Weller played with Gordon Banks at Leicester City. And Keith also passing away to cancer. Gordon Banks passing at 81 years of age, and that remarkable save that some called the greatest save ever, we put it up over on Facebook Soccer Matters, so head over there and check that out. But he was on that England team that won the 1966 World Cup with the likes of Jeff Hurst, Bobby Moore, and Barbie Charlton. These have been difficult days here. So let's start it off here today. Tottenham Hotspur, dominant win over Borussia Dortmund. A second half where, okay, 0-0 at halftime. Dortmund's going, hey, we're wonderfully positioned here for a second leg where we go back home in front of our fervent fan base. And Spurs without Harry Kane, without Dele Alli. Unbelievable second half. And it ends up a 3-0 win. So Spurs in the driver's seat to get into the round of eight, the quarterfinals. First leg. They'll have to go back to Dortmund and get it done. Real Madrid 2-1 over Ajax. Interesting game. Real Madrid took the lead in that. And Ajax played very well. And we'll talk a little bit about that tonight. Anybody see those games today or yesterday's Champions League matches between Manchester United and PSG? Or the Roma match against Porto. Let's talk about them tonight. 713-780-3776. We're streaming at ESPN975.com. We're going to get DeMarcus Beasley on, fresh off the Dynamo last game out in Tucson, Arizona. The Houston Dynamo are now, let's see, the first leg is 6 days away in Guatemala against Huastatoya, who will be their CONCACAF Champions League opponent. 13 days away from the second leg here at BBVA Compass Stadium, and 17 days away from their home opener against Real Salt Lake in MLS play. I mean, things, it's incredible how quick it's coming for the Houston Dynamo. And I would say the home opener is 13 days away. That's Huastatoya. I wish there was more buzz around the Dynamo and the CONCACAF Champions League. I guess I would ask why. Why isn't there more? Are you interested in it? I always love throughout the history of the Houston Dynamo, and even when I played in the 80s, when you got an opponent that was from a foreign country, it always lifted you. And it might have lifted us more in the 80s because we were constantly out to prove ourselves. You know, we'd play teams from El Salvador, teams from Mexico, or we played Sheffield United from England when there was a first division back then, teams from Ireland like Linfield, Glentoran. You always got up for those games. I got to think the Dynamo are going to be up for the CONCACAF Champions League. By the way, Sporting Kansas City is going to play Toluca. So if you had a choice, Toluca or Huastatoya, I know who I'm taking. It's Huastatoya. So let's talk a little bit here. I'll take you back to today. Spurs against Dortmund in the second half. It is Tottenham Hotspur who get on the board first. Son will get the goal off the delivery from Vertonghen.
Here's Vertonghen. In towards Son! Second half is just 70 seconds old. Son Heung-min continues his scoring spree. And Tottenham Hotspur have the lead.
So that set the bar in the second half. They were off and running, and they were the better team. They were the dominant team over Dortmund in the second half. And Dortmund a bit wobbly now. Pulisic, I thought, played well in the first half, looked sharp and good on the ball. But in the end, it ends up 3-0. And how about this? It's a rare goal from Vertonghen, who sets up the first one, gets the second. Here's Vertonghen's second in this one.
Back by Sanchez. Crossed in by Aurier. Chance for Vertonghen! Oh, what a night he's having! Jan Vertonghen makes it 2-0 for Tottenham.
But here's the problem. You leave there at 2-0 and, you know, you pull a goal back early at home when you go back to Dortmund. Yeah, it's game on again. But this was damaging the late Llorente goal.
Eriksen takes. And they scored again. Fernando Llorente has come off the bench.
Killer.
And Tottenham are clear. 3-0.
Absolute body blow there. It's all to do now for Dortmund when they go back home. Unbelievable. All right, Real Madrid, it starts off in their 2-1 win at Ajax in the Johan Cruyff Stadium. Benzema getting the opening goal in this one.
Vinicius Junior trying to get away from Mazraou and got away for the first time in the game. Takes on De Ligt. Has he done too much of it? Benzema, 1-0. And that is why they are champions.
Ziyech gets the equalizer for Ajax.
Is Neres. Oh, it's a great chance. It's 1-1. Hakim Ziyech.
Asensio with a second road goal and the game winner makes the final 2-1.
Casemiro. Here's Carvajal. Now, Vasquez has got one of the Ajax players off the ball. Asensio Marpo scores and more controversy. Real Madrid lead with just over 3 minutes to go.
So, Real Madrid. 2-1 win, 2 away goals. It's going to be very difficult for Ajax. I don't think there's any question. Yesterday, it was PSG and Manchester United. When we come back, we'll begin to talk about that. Let's take your phone calls at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. I watched Wastatoya this weekend. We can talk some of that. There is a lot to get after here tonight on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. Daspit Law Firm is working for you 24/7 nights and weekends. Call 713-322-HERD or go to the website for advice at DaspitLaw.com. They are our presenting sponsor. Also, Kings Court. Soccer fans, Kings Court is in Edo, right next to the stadium at 903 Hutchins. 13 TVs, big screen. They show the Premier League, La Liga, Champions League, Bundesliga, Dynamo. Got all the great supporters groups down there. Head down to the Kings Court over in Edo. Get in there, say hello to Jay. Amazing rooftop deck that sits in the shadows of the stadium. Kings Court DX, TX.com. And our good friends down at Advantage BMW. If you want a BMW and you want to get into one, Advantage BMW's got you covered. The drive of a BMW, unbelievable. I've got a 5 Series. They got a bunch of new 3 Series in down there that are amazing. These things are like little rocket ships. They're amazing machines. Customer service, second to none down there. Advantage BMW Midtown has you covered with sales, service, and finance, and it can be done so easy. Get the hometown advantage at Advantage BMW Midtown. AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Get in and see Philip, Justin, and Sergio. Let's take a break. Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 rolls on.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Glenn Davis.
Yeah, That one will take you back a little bit, Billy Squire. I'm sure Fred knows this. I don't know if AJ was born. I heard they were talking rock and roll, which you don't hear on the radio, but that we don't listen to music on the radio anymore anyway. Greta Van Fleet, Zeppelin-esque. All right, soccer fans, I got a new sponsor to Soccer Matters. It's Tri-Eagle Energy, and there's energy and synergy because they're also the official energy provider of the Houston Dynamo, Houston Dash, and BBVA Compass Stadium. So let's talk energy. There are a lot of energy providers out there. There's always different offers ranging from free weekends, free days, cash bonuses. The list will go on. You may have fallen for one of these offers, and months later you find out you're paying a higher rate or there are additional fees on your bill. It's different with Tri-Eagle Energy. They're going to keep it simple. The rate you see is the rate you pay. There will be no gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. So check out Tri-Eagle Energy. Call 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use the promo code ESPN for an additional discount. TriEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN. All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters Tonight. So again, just to review the lineup here. Tonight on the show, we're going to have next segment joining me in studio will be from the Univision Deportes Network, Alex Benegas. He's also the host of Acción Central America. Walker Zimmerman of the U.S. national team and LAFC will be on the show. And part two of Rennie Meulensteen, the former assistant coach at Manchester United, currently the assistant for the Australian national team. Now, yesterday, Manchester United. Now, everybody's weighed in on United's loss at home at Old Trafford. So the first legs took place yesterday for PSG and United. Kimpembe and Mbappe. PSG was missing in this game Neymar, and they were missing Cavani. This was the first big test for me for Manchester United against a very differing footballing side in PSG. 2 goals in 7 minutes, assists on both the former United player Angel Di Maria. Pogba sent off after a challenge on Dani Alves. He's going to miss the second leg in Paris. Jesse Lingard went off injured. It forced Ole Gunnar Solskjaer into change and bringing on Alexis Sanchez, who remains just a bust. 56% possession to PSG. Now, they controlled this game because they managed it through their midfield play. I don't think any question. And the possession side of it. Possession, you know, I know we get a lot of comments out there. Well, is it possession with intent and all? But possession also helps you to manage and control games, control opponents. I also think the fact that Neymar did not play in this game brought a bit of an unknown sense, and maybe even Cavani too, unknown sense to this version of PSG. And others stepped up their performances. And it became a little bit more difficult team maybe to play with without Neymar. And you're probably out there going, what's he talking about? You would want Neymar not to play. Maybe you wanted Neymar to play because you knew it's all built around him. It's all his tricks and flicks and him getting on the ball. I would say I would prefer to maybe go into the game knowing he's playing because an element of the unknown doesn't then enter the picture, which I think did come into this thing. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, he came out and said, you know, quote, this was kind of a reality check on the level of the top teams. You can see we have not played games at this level for some time. I thought that was really fair, really honest. And then you have to say this is a big tactical win for Thomas Tuchel. Mbappe said, quote, we must stop being fearful. People must stop being scared. Football is played on a pitch. This is what he's saying after the game. We must stop being fearful. Ander Herrera said, quote, of Manchester United, we could say we were the better team, but they were not better than us either. Don't agree with that. Roma 2-1 over Porto. Pair for Zanilli. So the UEFA Champions League still remains just an incredible competition, and the mixing of differing styles of football coming out of differing leagues. And you know, our version here in our region of the world is the CONCACAF Champions League. And I still find it intriguing. Do you? 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is a number to weigh in here tonight. Who watched the Dynamo game today? I would like some of your comments on the Dynamo as well. Tonight, are they prepared 6 days away from playing Huastatoya of Guatemala, who I watched this past weekend? And this is a team the Dynamo should beat. Now, the problem here is where are the Dynamo? And I still think that even though on paper needs have been addressed, we have to see it executed. We did not see it executed today against Sporting Kansas City. And look, we don't know what they're doing in preseason. For all we know, they may have done a fitness session in the morning. They may have had double sessions. I don't know. They may be heavy leg. They may want to get out of there. But Sporting Kansas City looked far sharper today than the Houston Dynamo. And that game occurred literally just ended about a half hour ago. So tough one for the Dynamo. Team shape, sharpness, didn't look there. That could be something that, frankly, is expected right now. Some of that, I don't think any question. But just from knocking a ball around and some of the basics that you would hope to be seeing, it was a little bit choppy tonight. People looked frustrated. Kyoto got sent off. Elise kicked the ball away, you know, about 60 yards. So, yeah, I don't know. It may be just a long preseason. Regardless, 6 days away, the Houston Dynamo will start the CONCACAF Champions League, and they will start it in Guatemala City at the Mateo Flores Stadium, which I had the pleasure of calling a U.S.-Guatemala game there once. And they're going to need to go down there and get off to a good start in that first leg. All right, we're going to take a break here. It's a King's Court break. And King's Court is the place to be in Edo. King's Court, 903 Hutchins, 13 monitors for all your soccer-watching desires. I know I'm going to be down there on the 24th when Manchester United takes on Liverpool. Rooftop deck spectacular. King's Court, 903 Hutchins in Edo. This is BT Express. Do it till you're satisfied.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Glenn Davis.
I got to listen a little to this ELO. This is my playlist tonight. I've gone a little bit classic tonight. That must mean we only have 60-plus-year-olds listening in. Just kidding. Classic rock never goes away. You can simply ask yourself the question, will you be listening, if you're in your teens or in your 20s, will you be listening to the music you're listening today when you're 50 years old? Not sure. Zeppelin, Stones, still around. I like Tool, too. I'm all over the place in all the genres. All right, the other day I was talking about the Houston Sports Award. I forgot to say, I saw the legendary John Granato down there with his wife as well. So I forgot that the other day. I mentioned that Todd Farquharson and David Gow were there. And what an event that was for Houston. 713-780-3776. Again, the presenting sponsor is John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. We very much appreciate them. We're waiting on DeMarcus Beasley live from Tucson, Arizona. With that, I welcome in Alex Benegas, host of Acción Centroamérica, and that's on the Univision Deporte Network. Alex, great to see you in here. It's been a while. I'm very excited for where your career's gone because I've known you for a while, so thank you for coming in tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Hey, Glenn, how are you? How is everybody doing? Well, it's an honor. It's an honor to be here, share some soccer matter, you know, information, and of course, we're ready, man. You know, I was listening to you when I was coming, and when I was out there before I got here to the studio, and you were kind of concerned about the Houston Dynamo, I can tell. You know?
A little bit. I mean, look, I think you have to be careful. It is preseason, but the only problem is here, you got a game in 6 days. And for me, when I'm looking at this point at the end of preseason, when you're doing these friendlies, what I'm looking for, Alex, is a good team shape. I'm just looking for basic sound fundamentals of the team. A team shape, decent in possession. And, you know, it was very choppy today, and I'm a little bit concerned about that. And it's still tough to make judgments on new players, and you can't go overboard because it is preseason. The problem is you're right into the CONCACAF Champions League, and I don't want the Dynamo to miss the opportunity to get into a second round against either Saprissa or what we would hope in Houston is Tigres.
Well, that would be awesome, but you know what? I think, like you say, it's too early, but it's kind of concerning to me as well. More than like, you know, possession wise, I don't think Houston Dynamo is quite there yet. New players and experienced players, I don't think they've been able to, you know, compact the game and, you know, have something define us where they want to go with Cabrera's team. You know, and it's kind of concerning. Yes, 6 days before Guastatoya, but I can tell you something: Guastatoya is not going to be an easy team. You know, as you know, and you mentioned before, you know, introducing me in my introduction, I cover the Central American leagues, and Guastatoya has been one of those teams that surprises everybody in every tournament since they came to the professional league in Guatemala in 2015. You know, right then,
very new team.
They're investing some money. They got some Mexican players. You know, they got some players from Central America, some players from Honduras as well. Very, very new team, but they've been able to be on quarterfinals, semifinals, and even in the finals, you know, back-to-back tournaments. So it's not an easy test that the Houston Dynamo has in the next couple, you know, 6 days, but it's going to be interesting to see how the Equipo Naranja, the Houston Dynamo, comes on the field.
Alex Benegas, host of Acción Centroamérica of the Univision Deportes Network, joining us. So one thing I gleaned out of the Dynamo game, one thing that never changes. This team is based on two wingers, Albert Elise and Ramel Kyoto.
Yeah. You know, and that's the key factor with the Houston Dynamo, being able to just have those two players and being able to keep them, you know, because we all knew and you know, there was a big rumor about Albert Elise leaving the team, going to Europe. And I think he made a very good decision of staying here just because of the fact that he has to be more mature in order for them to go to Europe or just to go on another scale. You know, Europe, it's a different story. So Albert has made a great decision staying in the Houston Dynamo, and that's a key factor for the Houston Dynamo, not only on the tournament, but on the CONCACAF Champions.
But let's also compliment the Dynamo, because there's no question Albert Elise wants to go. He's at the age that he can go. The interest is legit. Mormonotis has had interest. Matt Jordan, the Dynamo general manager, has mentioned that. Kyoto as well. The fact that the Dynamo kept the team intact, no matter how it happened, that front three intact is key. So now the simple thing was, all right, now we got to become a better team without the ball. They gave up a ton of goals last year, 58 goals, I think. So Vera comes in, Struna comes in. These two guys are the big signings, and these are the ones that Dynamo fans should be focused on.
Definitely. You mentioned it right. I think Ellis will be once again the key player in the Houston Dynamo. I don't think it's fair for all of us to just say, okay, it's Romel Kyoto and Albert Ellis' team. But, you know, Albert Ellis is so young to put that kind of pressure on him. But at the same time,
it's so fundamental to the way they play. You take those two guys out of this team, you have to define a new way of playing.
It is.
I don't think there's any question. I want to take you into Guastatoya. How well compensated are these guys in the Guatemala Liga Nacional? Are these guys in some ways part-timers? Are they doing other jobs? Are they full-time pros? Take us a little bit into that side of it, because I think we need to help educate people to what Guastatoya is.
You know, Guastatoya has been one of those teams, not only in Guatemala, but in Central America as a whole. one of those teams that surprises everybody every time they come onto the field. You know, like we said, one of the newest teams in the Guatemalan League. However, they've been able to invest some money, very good investors that can see far, you know, farther than anybody else by acquiring these players from Honduras, you know, Mexican players. But Guastatoya, they're professionals. You don't have the problem that many small teams in Central America have that you got to play soccer, but you have another job on the side.
Yeah.
Guastatoya has been able to kind of be more professional about it, mm-hmm. you know, which is something that we always talk about. How can you make the leagues, the Central American teams, more professional? Well, Guastatoya has been able to do that in so little time. So I think Guastatoya, for being the new team in Guatemala, is going to be a really good. I can tell you something. They can hold the ball, and they can actually play the ball really well. It's one of those teams that we saw it against Comunicaciones, which has always been the biggest team in Guatemala.
This past Municipal, weekend, right?
Yeah, I watched
this game too, so I have some questions for you.
So you know, we can see that Guastatoya not only it's able to do and play very well, but at the same time, he's able to do it with so little resources. And that's the key. Right,
so look, here's something I'm going to say, and we're joined here and gratefully in studio here. Alex Benegas, host of Acción Central America on the Univision Deportes Network. And we're gonna have you put out all your handles and everything before we get you off the show here. But I watched the game against Comunicaciones, and of course, back when I played against some of these teams professionally in the 80s, a lot of FAS, FIRPO, Salvadorian teams, Guatemalan. A couple things I noticed. They can play a bit in tight. They also play very direct to Isaac Acuña, who's the Mexican striker. They got a little busy playmaker, and I believe, is it Ramirez?
Ramirez, and also Chancota.
They took him off. Does Ramirez come off a lot?
Ramirez comes off a lot, yes, because of the fact that I think he's one of those players that can only play for 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. But they got another play that we haven't seen in the last couple of weeks, which is Chancota, national team player as well. Very, very good with the ball. Also goes very, very fast with the ball as well. So, you know, it's a key player in the Guastatoya team. We haven't seen him because he was injured. He came, they gave him the green light to be against the Houston Dynamo. One key player that we have to just see and focus on him, Carlos Giancota.
And then I noticed the right back, Pineda, tries to join in an awful lot. He can run,
and you know,
actually.
And they have a very good goalkeeper as well. The Panamanian national team Calderon, World Cup player as well. So, you know, it's a very compacted team.
So, I know we're hitting a break here, but I got to think they're going to be very motivated against an MLS team because these guys would love opportunity in Major League Soccer, right?
They will, and they open, you know, in Guatemala, so it's a key factor, and they will. They're not playing in their home, though, and we can talk about that right after.
We got more to talk here with Alex Benegas, host of Acción Central America, Univision Deportes Network, and Alex doing a great job, very knowledgeable all over the place, but also with the Central American game. We're going to talk to him about Marco Fabian signing with the Union. Matias Almeida coming out and saying that, hey, you know what, Liga MX, and now where I am in Major League Soccer, we need to be in the Copa Libertadores. John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, personal or injury attorneys, are going to bring you a personalized approach. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. They are bilingual. Whether you get in a car accident, motorcycle, industrial construction, plant, refinery, they're going to work for you 24-7, nights and weekends. They are the presenting sponsor. DaspitLaw.com. We'll take a break. More to come.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Baby,
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. This time we pulled out the brand new Cadillac by The Clash. Believe it or not, I saw some of their infamous shows in Times Square in New York. And I'm still alive, quite frankly, which is also another good thing, Alex. I survived. Wasn't a lot of oxygen at that show, I can tell you that much. Alex Benegas in studio here, host of Action Central America. You catch his radio show on Univision Deportes Network. And also, you can follow him on Twitter at ActionCA, A-C-C-I-O-N-C-A. Tremendous knowledge on the Central American game. I just want to remind people again of my good friends down at Advantage BMW. I'll tell you one thing down there that I love. I mean, we all know about the drive of a BMW, but at Advantage BMW Midtown, I've leased down there. I got a 5 Series. Love the car. But the other thing I love is the customer service. Second to none. They got you covered with sales, service, and finance. It can be done so easy. Get that hometown advantage at Advantage BMW Midtown. AdvantageBMWHouston.com. My friends Philip, Justin, Sergio, these guys, you'll see them at Dynamo Games. All big, big soccer fans. They follow the Premier League, you name it. They're into it. And we love the fact that BMW is one of our sponsors. All right, so T.S. Almeida, new coach of San Jose. I love him coming to Major League Soccer. What do you think about that and sort of bringing all that culture and that coaching and ability and expertise? Okay, we're going to hold up on that question because we want to get right now to DeMarcus Beasley out in Tucson, Arizona, after the Dynamo playing their final preseason match against Sporting. DeMarcus, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate you coming on live here.
No problem.
Yeah, so you got Glenn Davis, you got Alex Benegas in here. The general one to you, how preseason has gone so far for you and the Dynamo 6 days ahead of CONCACAF Champions League play?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously most important thing is, you know, making sure we are 100% fit and, you know, things to do outside of the field, you know, things in the gym and make sure we're right, you know, on the field as far as what we want to accomplish on next Tuesday. It's been a good 10 days so far.
So that's the place you're going back to play in Mateo Flores Stadium. You've played there with the U.S. national team and all. Are you expecting a bit of a bigger crowd since they moved it from Huastatoya's smaller venue into the national stadium?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm sure it'll be, you know, they'll be supporting their team, and you know they're the home team, so we expect you know, a good crowd, and you know, obviously a pro Huastatoya crowd, and it's to be expected. But you know, we have to we have enough experienced guys on our team to you know, just let that go and just play the game. You know, that's what we're here to do, is just play the game, and hopefully we get, you know, a good result. You know, heading back into Houston.
Hey, DeMarcus, this is Alex. Good evening. Thanks for joining us. Quick question here. How much does the Houston Dynamo know about Huastatoya? I mean, you know, one of the Guatemalan league, it's not pretty well known. They were suspended by CONCACAF for almost 2 years. So how much does Houston Dynamo knows about Huastatoya?
Houston Dynamo as a club, or are you talking about?
As a club, you know, what do you expect? You know, how do you see them performing on the field when they're playing against you guys?
I mean, yeah, they're a good team. You know, I mean, you don't win two championships back-to-back, you know, and not have a good team. So we know, you know, what they're capable of. You know, they added some players as well. So, yeah, it'll be a good test, you know, for us. You know, it'll be a first real game for us. It'll be, you know, obviously I'm sure there'll be some nerves in the beginning, but after a while, you know, it's after the, you know, first 5-10 minutes, it's the game. It's a game of football, and you forget, you know, where you are. You forget, you know, who you played against. You just try to, you know, do what you can for the team and make sure, you know, you get a good result, you know, going into, you know, next home game. But, yeah, we know, you know, they're a good team, and we look forward to, you know, getting off to a good start.
DeMarcus Beasley joining us live from Tucson, Arizona. We really appreciate it, DeMarcus. This is great for our listeners here tonight. when we're talking about Wastatoya and the fact that you guys are entering this against a team that's already played six or seven league games, do you have to be careful not to allow that to be a fallback position? Because it's not an easy way to enter a tournament and start the season because it comes so quickly, and you guys are, you know, just coming off a preseason.
Yeah, but I mean, there's no excuses. You know, we can't say if we don't have a good result, oh, we're in preseason. That doesn't work with me. You know, so it doesn't matter if they've, you know, played six games, and it doesn't matter if we're in preseason. You know, where's a game to be played, a game to be win, to be won. And, you know, like I said, there's no excuses. So if we go there with the right attitude, with the right mentality, you know, I'm sure that we'll be, you know, have a good night. But if we don't, then yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a difficult game for us.
Opening visiting game is not easy, and opening a tournament as a CONCACAF champions, you know, as a visitor team, it puts a lot of pressure on players. Is this the case with you guys, with the Houston Dynamo? You know, because we usually say, okay, the visiting team is going to defend. They're not going to go at all. You know, they're going to defend. They're not going to be as heavy, you know, on the offensive side. What do you tell the Houston Dynamo fans that are listening right now and they're like, okay, is the Houston Dynamo going to go for the game, or are they just going to try to get, you know, a score that they can win and they close at home?
We're going to win the game. You know, I've never played for a team that wants to play for a tie or play for, you know, not to win. You know, that's the wrong mentality. If you're going to a game and your mentality is not to lose, you already lost the game. You know, so, you know, for us, you know, we like I said, we're going to be cautious of, you know, we know that they're a home team, but at the same time, we're going to go and try to win the game. And see you later, boss. See ya. Nos vemos. Gracias. Nuevamente. We're going to go and try to win the game. You know, that's it. Whatever our ideas are for the game, as far as, you know, formations and how we want to play and how we want to go about the game, the object of the game is to win. Simple as that. It doesn't matter if we're going to defend more or attack more. You know, that's not the big issue. The big issue is getting the result and winning the game.
DeMarcus, last question. We'll let you go. And again, we really appreciate this. Thank you very much. DeMarcus Beasley live here from Tucson, Arizona. The Dynamo finishing up against Sporting Kansas City tonight. Real quick, how is Matias Vera and Kiki Struna fit in? And is that still a work in progress?
Everything's a work in progress. You know, I mean, we're only a month in to training, and you know, we just finished our last game, and we're about to, you know, obviously, you know, finish our, start CONCACAF. You know, we're not gonna, you know, be hitting on all cylinders until the fourth, fifth game of the season, I'm sure, you know. But at the same time, we want to make sure we don't give up, you know, much when we're, you know, still trying to, you know, get, you know, all ideas, trying to get everyone acclimated to the team and to, you know, the ideas and the style that we play. But no, Mati and Kiki have done well. I mean, they're both experienced players.
DeMarcus, thank you so much for joining us.
They're both. Oh, sorry, no, I'm just saying, yeah, they're both experienced players. You know, they know how to play. They've been in, you know, those kind of situations, you know, before. You know, going to different, you know, hostile places. Going to, you know, the first game of a tournament is away. It's going to be difficult. You know, so we need, you know, all the players to. You know, to step up to the plate, which, you know, we're more than capable of doing. And it's always good to have, you know, some experienced guys right in the middle of the park with Kiki, Matias, you know, Minor, that have been there and done it. And, you know, they know what it's all about.
DeMarcus, you know what it's all about, too. So much thanks for you coming on tonight and give us some great insight. Thank you very much.
No problem.
All right, DeMarcus Beasley, there he is. The U.S. national team legend, Dynamo left back last year, defender of the year, and this is 6 days ahead of Wastatoya. And, it's pretty interesting there. I love the fact that DeMarcus, hey, no excuses.
Right. You know, and that's a key point. And that's why I asked him the question about they were going to look for to tie the game, or they would go, you know, they were just going to go for the goal and try to get, the score and the win. You know, always playing in a different field, especially in Central America, is completely different. DeMarcus has been there. You know, he's been not only in Guatemala, but in a lot of countries in most of the countries in Central America, and he knows how hard it could be. But I think he was very honest about it. You know, he knows that there's – I can feel that there's – he knows there's a lot of things that the team have to, you know,
well, he basically said there, we're not going to be hitting all full cylinders until the fifth MLS game of the season. So this is, again, the challenge for teams. You can't make it an excuse. It's the way it's set up. The Dynamo will have to go in as a work in progress, get the right type of result down in Guatemala, and then get back here to BBVA Compass Stadium to their friendly confines. We're going to take a break here. We got more with Alex Benegas coming up here, and second hour is going to be a good one. A lot of talk about CONCACAF. We're going to go into Marco Fabian. We were getting into Matias Almeida and talking about the Copa Libertadores. We'll talk with Alex when we come back about that. As we go to break here, another big thank you to our presenting sponsor, the Daspit Law Firm. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, and also King's Court down in Edo, 903 Hutchins. Get into the King's Court. Rooftop deck spectacular. They got 13 monitors. We're going to be down there for the Liverpool-Manchester United game. We're going to be in tow with Soccer Matters t-shirts and merchandise, and we're going to be peddling that stuff down there and promoting the show and raising a few bucks for pediatric cancer research and the 501c charity Curing Children's Cancer Fund. You didn't think I was going to drop a country song on you, Montgomery Gentry.
ESPN 97.5.